Welcome to episode 48 of the Active Photographer podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. I want to open this week's show with a couple of questions. What does imagination mean to you? And how do you share your imagination with others? In fact, these were a couple of questions posed by Manfrotto when they first launched their Imagine More interactive photo lab in New York earlier in the year. Now, if you listen to episode 45 of The Active Photographer, you'll know that I joined Manfrotto in Berlin last month. Now, a lot has happened since then, and the end of this week sees the fourth interactive photo lab making its way to Covent Garden in London here in the UK. Whilst in Berlin, I also caught up with Simona Colombo, who is Communications Director at Manfrotto, to find out not just what you can expect at the London event, but also just what it is that drives people to share their passion for photography with a wider audience. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 48. So, once again, I am still in Berlin, and I'm in the Central Plaza here, and we have the Manfrotto Imagine More factory, and those of you who listened to the interview that I did with Mark Robinson will know a little bit about this already. Today, I'm actually sat here talking to Simona Colombo, who is the communications director with Manfrotto. And we spoke a little bit with Mark about the heritage of Manfrotto, where it all started. But I want to talk a bit more in depth about the factory, this initiative, and this way of getting people to enjoy their photography, and where things are moving forward. So, Simona, hello.
Hi.
Give me your, get people that didn't listen to the previous recording, tell us about the factory. What is the factory?
The factory is an interactive photo laboratory. We've started in May in New York. With an event, we invited our friends, photographers, and people who enjoy taking pictures, taking images, to join us for a big event. And this event was about challenging people by asking them, what is imagination for you? How do you share your imagination? We know today that so many people capture images with a smartphone, from a smartphone up to a very, very important camera that requires a lot of gear. But each of them, each and every person, is in that moment being driven by the emotions, by the fact that they want to capture an image and share it with the rest of the world. And we thought, let's get together for this journey. We started in New York. We asked everybody to go with us into a global contest that was about how do you share your images. That contest led us to Venice during the Venice Film Festival, and we are now, since a couple of weeks, putting together this event that is the Imagine More Photo Laboratory.
And you spoke there about the photographers that you got involved right from the start. Regular listeners will know that I have spoken about Chase Jarvis, for example, who has done so much for enthusiast photographers, people that love photography. He's very down to earth. Again, you say about people that shoot just on their iPhone. There is this idea that when you're in the moment, and this is something that we spoke about over coffee earlier, when you're in the moment, you just want to record what's happening and your feelings and your surroundings. He was a great proponent, someone that said, look, if all you've got is your iPhone, you haven't got your SLR camera, that's what you use to capture it. So to have him on board, that was a really good starting point. Now, when I spoke with Mark yesterday, we were talking about how there are all these events coming up. We've got Covent Garden coming up next month, in November in London. What do you see? We were talking before, you and I, about how Manfrotto is a very down-to-earth, honest, passionate brand. company, the people that work with you and connect with people, how are you going to be, you know, to emphasize that more? Because you're so approachable as people, it's quite refreshing actually. So how does that tie in with the events that you're going to be running, looking ahead into 2012?
The photo laboratory is an open house. It's a Manfrotto open house. Doors are open. People are invited to come in. We have a couple of photo sets and we have our products. We just want people to feel at home, to feel at ease, to be able and touch the product, use the product, see other people using the products. We have some photographers in the factories. Outside the factories, there is what we call a kissing booth. A kissing booth is just something that sits in the middle of a square, and we invite people to have fun, to see what happens when a photographer takes an image of them. And also they can go and pick up all these images on the social environment, the social media environment. We have our Facebook page, we have the Manfrotto School of Excellence, all the websites. It's an open door. It's from a place to a meta place. It's just Manfrotto welcoming every person who knows the brand, but also the people who don't know the brand yet. But what we know for sure is that taking pictures, capturing images, is something that everybody would do. Everybody would do that. And we are just here to help them sharing.
And then you say what you're touching on there is the accessibility. Yesterday we were invited to go on a photo walk around Berlin, a slightly alternative route, which was really nice. The gentleman that actually took us on that route is one of your local heroes, as they're called, from the, you know, the School of Excellence. This idea that, you know, a lot of people won't have access to necessarily to professional photographers. A lot of photographers, we were talking about this before, a lot of photographers, they're very good at what they do, they're happy to talk to people, but they don't have either the time or the inclination to give back to the community. And of course, with the Imagine More and the factory, the fact that, I mean, inside here, we've, as we sit here, we've got this sort of big cube which is has all these lovely pictures on the side and the Manfrotto branding, of course. But inside, for anyone who's not been into a photographer's studio and doesn't generally see big lights or high-end kit, it's not about the high-end kit that's there. That's just tools that enable people to live this experience and get a feel for it. Tell us a bit, actually, what people can expect. For example, in Covent Garden, because this is going to be replicated there, it'll be slightly different in that it's a slightly different structure, as it were. But what can people expect when they actually go inside?
When they go inside, people can expect to experience the brand, to experience the product, to talk to us openly, ask us about what we do, ask us about what the products can do for them, or simply have a look around, take pictures themselves, take pictures of themselves, collect them on the Facebook page from Imagine More. What they can expect is to really be welcomed by Manfrotto, by the team, by the brand. We will welcome all the photographers, but also and moreover, the non-photographers, people who take images and that they would like to maybe take a better image without having to walk out with one of the premium tripod or heads that we produce, because we also have gears that is suitable for the very beginning of the photographic experience. It's always about how to support the imagination of our people, and also how to support the sharing of the moments that that people would like to record and would like to share. We call this growing trend trend of recording images, the trend of the social recorder. Mm. We are all social recorders. I am a social recorder myself. Mm. I take pictures and I upload them on the Facebook page and I tell my friends, I'm here in Berlin. I was in Beijing in China last week for the Chinese factory. I will be in Hong Kong, I will be in London, and 2012 will continue with the roadshow in Tokyo, in New York, in Paris, in Milan. There's lots to come.
And obviously you mentioned Facebook page there. It's a great page, it's a really good community, but even on the walls around the factory that we've got here, we've got people's from the Imagine More, from the manifesto, from the competition that was run there, we've got people's tweets, and there's a picture of those people that, you know, it emphasizes the fact that these are real people, you know, Joe Public, people that just want to get involved and what have you. Now, you guys listening can probably hear a thumping sound of music in the background, and you probably heard some drums being played just now. Let's just go back to talking about what's inside, the actual sets that people will see when they step inside.
There are two sets. When you step inside, there is the first set, photographic set. It's a red curtain and a drum. And it's all prepared for a rock and roll experience. You can go and play the drum and you will be able to get a picture of yourself and just to let yourself go and see how it works. And how do you look into this picture? If you do like the picture, you can take the picture back home with you. Then there's another photo set that is just white. There's nothing there, apart from, of course, products. And people will be able to step into these photographic sets, and we give them some hints. The hint comes into a piece of paper. They read what's on the piece of paper, and what we picture, it's just the impression on their face. It's about emotion. You're reading a line that says something that we don't know what that is, but what we see is the emotion on the people's face. Again, we will be able to take a picture. We will be taking a picture of you, smiling or looking puzzled, looking happy or looking upset. And this will be up on the Facebook page. You can go and grab the picture and take it home with you. By doing this, you just become part of the Manfrotti Imagine More community. We do many things. We are in international affairs. We are with the factories on the big cities square, but we are supporting all of our retailers. You can visit us on the Manfrotto School of Excellence, on the Facebook and the manfrotto.com page. You just get in touch with us. As I said at the beginning, it's an open door experience. You can just talk to us, give us your feedback, ask for suggestions if you want, just visit and go. Very easy, very simple.
And I just want to touch on the whole innovation side of things briefly, because at the end of the day, you are a manufacturer of kit, and that is what we love about you, and that's, you know, what keeps people using your product, is the fact that you are always innovating. There are a number of products that I've seen in the last couple of days which were a surprise to me. I know that you're developing, you now have sort of bags and luggage, you have clothing, you have various clamps as well as the tripods and what have you. In terms of how you see your products developing to appeal to these people that you're trying to encourage to get out there and take pictures. Of course, simplicity is the key. I know as a photographer that if I'm stood in the middle of a street at 1 o'clock in the morning shooting nighttime photography, I don't want fiddly catches that are going to catch my fingers, or that where it's so cold I can't operate things. Obviously, you listen to people, and the feedback is what counts. How much of that do you get from, obviously you get people like myself who do tests and reviews and give direct feedback, but how much do you get from people that actually maybe simply send you a tweet or send you an email saying, I'd really like to see this, or how could this be improved, this product, I'd like to see this feature on the next version?
Thank you. We listen and we read all the feedbacks that we get by various means. We have the School of Excellence, we have our Facebook and Twitter, we have our website, and also we receive emails or we receive letters, and we know a lot of photographers and we listen to them. We look around to understand how the market and how the products of the market of our reference are moving. But despite the changes in the market, there is something that Manfrotto will always deliver: quality, functionality. You need to feel that you are taking a picture, and the photographic gear, our tripods, our LED lights, our heads, bags and apparel, you don't need to feel them. You need to feel the picture that you are taking. That for us is the main innovation, to be there and to help taking a better picture without being noticed.
Yeah.
That's the most important part
and
for us.
Do you know, that's something that came across last night. We had, there were some people invited from the YouTube community. And, you know, those of you guys listening who are big YouTubers, whether that's taking in other people's videos or if you are maybe sort of filmmakers and budding filmmakers out there, at the end of the day, you just want to spread your message. You want to be out there recording stuff. And yeah, I'm always saying it. Cameras, tripods, anything, even down to footwear, you know, if you have a favorite brand of shoes, you use that brand because they keep your feet dry, warm, you know, they enable you to do what you do. You don't have to worry about the kit. And I think YouTube is a very a good example of that. There's so much fun involved with YouTube, and certainly last night the little photo duel that went on, tell us a bit about that. That was really good because it really got people involved.
Yeah, there were many people last night. We were very happy about that because, first of all, through YouTube, we invited people to come and join us here in Berlin and to come and join us for a nice event, for a nice happening around our products and about their experience on the products. It was really exciting to see so many young people being in the factory, being around us as a team. They were asked to do competitions that involved images, that involved taking pictures, taking videos. And there was so much enthusiasm around having given them the opportunity to meet, to be all together in the same place, to have a place where this meta community can sit together and talk about how did you shoot that picture, what do you use, what is the tip that from hobbyist to hobbyist can come. We don't want to always and only propose a tutorial about products that comes from a very professional photographer to another very professional photographer. This is very important to us and we will always keep it, of course. But what we want to enhance and what we also would like to invite people to do is to meet around Manfrotto and to talk about photography, especially for the so-called social recorders. They want to feel like a sharing community. The simple question, how can I do better? How can I take a better picture? It's something that we don't even have to moderate. People, they joined the factory and there was such a good atmosphere, such a trust for the brand, for the product. Then the good part came along quite easily. And I think that most of them went home with the product and with a small tip on how to capture a better image tomorrow.
And photographers, I said the same thing with Mark, actually, that photographers, just like a lot of people, for example, in the outdoor market, if there's a product that kind of does what you want it to do, but it doesn't quite do it. We are very resourceful. We will get gaffer tape out, we will get clips and bits of string, we will do everything we can to make that product fit our purposes. But it's always so nice when you can tell that all those little experiences in the forums, in comment sections and blog posts, you know, companies that do engage with the people that are out there doing it do pick up on that. You invariably, whether it's within 12 months, whether it's within 2-3 years, you will see those little adjustments featuring in the product to begin with.
We always do that. We always listen to feedback, and we try and include what is about delivering a better product. But we also are photographers, most of us, and we do organize internal trainings. We go for photo shootings, as you said. Yesterday we organized ourselves and we went for a nice tour and we went for a photo shooting, so that we are the first ones to use the products, with our, as you call them, local heroes. What's best to being out there shooting a picture, using a gear, shooting a video, and asking the person next to you, does it work like that? Or how would it be better? Or you use it, you feel it in your hands, if it needs to be improved or not. It's about constant innovation. It's about always challenging where you are arrived with your product collections, is always saying, I can do better than that. I can improve it. I can provide, and I can have a photographic or a videographic gear that I don't even feel that I'm carrying. It's light, it's easy to use, it's simple, it's about intuition.
Yeah. And it's funny you should mention that. Last night, as proceedings were going on, I was inside the factory and I was talking to Stephanie, your colleague there.
Yeah.
And you laid on some little cakes and sort of nibbles and what have you. And she wanted to take a picture of this piece of cake on a table. And she had her Canon DSLR, what have you, and she wanted to take a picture. And she wasn't quite getting the picture she wanted. And I said to her, I said, well, have you thought about doing this? And sort of showed her. And I explained, well, you know, it's looking a little bit fuzzy because obviously the lighting, you know, the flash was giving too much of a, is the onboard flash was giving too much of a shadow. And I said, look, you are stood in the middle of a room that is surrounded by tripods. and I had my bag with me and I said, I reached inside and I had one of your, well, you've got two very nice little compact tripods. One is called the Pocket, which folds up absolutely flat. You can leave it on the bottom of your camera. It takes up virtually no space. It's wafer thin. It's really nice. The other one is a traditional sort of tabletop, and that's what we use to get that. So even sort of within the company, educating your guys doing their thing. That's what it's about. But I'm going to round things up now because I know we've all got things to do and you're a busy lady. Thank you very much for your time today. I know we'll catch up again in London in about a month's time. Let's just as a parting shot, a couple of links where you'd like people to have a look, things that we've mentioned today. It'll all be in the show notes, but where should people immediately go to find out more about the factory and the Imagine More?
First of all, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for being with us. We are enjoying this experience all together. To know more about Manfrotto and about the factory, first of all, come to manfrotto.com. You will be redirected to the local page, so you'll know where we are going to be next. Come to the Manfrotto Imagine More Facebook page and come to the Manfrotto School of Excellence.com main page. These are the three key addresses that I think you should come and check us out, and then you will be able to find the Twitter page, Vimeo, YouTube channel. We are a bit of everywhere, but these three are the main addresses that you should link up to.
Excellent. Well, as I say, all of those links will be in the show notes. People can check those out. So Simone, again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for yours.
And I look forward to seeing what the future holds.
See you in London. See you soon.
Good stuff. Thanks.
Take care.
At the end of last week, I posted Manfrotto's official press release on the Active Photographer website, and this gives you a full rundown of what's happening in the Covent Garden events later this week. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage and at theactivetog for all the latest news, web links, hints and tips. There's also the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.